is Akilu Rabbonu Gabor. There's a new svara of Chayin that we want that we want ladies like the men. We want there to be grace in the eyes of the ladies about the husbands. So therefore, maybe there should be a kula that the wife should always feel that she'll be able to collect the ksuba. So even if a husband dies, she'll be able to collect it from the yisoyim without swearing. Maybe that should have been the halacha. So Rashi explains, because we want the ladies agree to first get married. So maybe we would have thought we have to make it look nice in their eyes, like the husbands are being nice to them, in order that they'll first agree to get married to them. So maybe we should have made a takon to say that the almana lady has a right to collect her money without swearing. Kamash malon, that's the chiddush of the Mishnah, know that even an almana, still she has to swear. In the case that her husband dies, and lady, she wants to collect the money of a ksuba from the orphans, from the yisoyimim, she still has to swear to them first that she did not receive any money yet. Then, nimnu melashviya. Happened a time later that the ladies, the almanas, the widows, stopped swearing. They were afraid to swear. Gemara says, my time, and why did they stop swearing? You learn, if you want to tell me, Mishum the Rav Kana, because of Rav Kana. The Yomar Rav Kana said, the Amrila, some say Yomar Rav Yudha Marav, that Maisa b'yodimech, it happened a story with one person. Vishnei b'tzoris, it was a hungry year like, didn't have too much heat then. Shehifke dina zov etzal amona, that this man had a golden coin, and he was going away, so he put it, he asked an amona, a widow, to please watch it for him. She was a shemichinam. And she put it, and oh, by mistake, she put it into the flour jar, to the jar that she has flour to bake with. For Yafosava Pasa, by mistake, she baked, and this golden coin went into the bread. For Nasnosal Yoni, it was a hungry year, didn't have what to eat, so Niam used to go around. She gave the Yoni a piece of bread that had this dinner inside it. Liyom, in the next days, Bo Baladina, the owner, came back to the Amona, to the widow, the Yomala, and he asked her, Havel the Dinrei, give me back my coin. So she went to look for it, and she couldn't find it. Omrulesha, she said, that Yehana Sama Mavis, that poison should help, the Yechad Mibana, one of my children, Shalais Isha, means she herself, I mean upon that lady, means about herself, Im Nanesi Medinichra Klum, if I had any enjoyment at all from your golden coin. In other words, she was like telling the owner that I lost it. And I'm potluck, I'm a shem echinim, I don't know what happened to it, but you should know I didn't take it for myself. I myself had no enjoyment at all from your golden coin. That's what she swore this. Omru was said over that lehoya yam muatim didn't happen, and a few more days came about. Ashemes echin mebaneha, that one of her children died, that's what happened. In other words, it comes out that she swore false here, and because she swore false, the onish of a shrew always is, bonim ketana mesim. So her children died. One of her children died. Now, when the Chum heard about this mice, what happened? They armed with it, said like this: Ma mishenish pabiemis. In such a case like here, that this lady, this widow, she really thought that she swore the truth. I will soon see why. But she thought that she did not have any enjoyment at all from the golden coin. That's what she really thought. And still, since there was a ksas sheker involved, she got punished for it. If so, kach, if this what happens, is hanishpa la sheker lachas kam v'kamo. If somebody's going to swear false, really false, for sure they're going to get a tremendous punishment. So mashman, because of this, people stopped to swear. They were afraid maybe they're going to make mistakes. Now the Gemara says, my time yonche. What was the reason? Why did this widow get punished? Like, what did she do wrong? Really, she had no enjoyment from the golden coin. So Gemara says, no. She had enjoyment from the place where this golden coin was in the bread. Like this, the place of the bread would have had to be of her flour. She saved herself that little place where the golden coin was in the bread, that instead of having to use her flour, the golden coin was in the place. So she really had some enjoyment. She saved herself that much flour. So a little bit enjoyment really she did have. So therefore, she got punished. So therefore, the Gemara Kasha, Oma Mishnishpa B'Emes, what does it mean to say then that she swore truth? She didn't swear the truth then. She swore that she had no enjoyment at all. And really, you're telling me now, no, she did have some enjoyment. So Gemara says, what I meant to say is, Kimi Shnishpa B'Emes. It's as if she swore truth. In other words, she really thought that she was swearing truth. She really thought she did not have any enjoyment. And still, she got such a punishment. So from this we learn out, you have to be very careful before you swear. And any time that we'll soon see why, by an amona, we're afraid that maybe she'll be marveheta, and she may say something that may be a little of a lie, we stop them, we do not let them swear, in order that nothing should happen to them. Gemara says, "Imi shemho." That's the reason why we stop the amonas. We don't let them swear anymore. It says so. My iri amona. Why is the Mishnah only say mashmoni in amona? When she becomes a widow, then we do not let her swear. Afilu gerushin ami. Even a gerush also should not be allowed to swear. In other words, there are two cases when the isha receives the ksuba. Either when the husband gives her a get, or else if the husband dies. So why alom omer abzera mashmul? How come Rabbi Zera said over the name of Shmuel that Lashonu, when does our Mishnah say we do not let them swear, Elo Almono? Only by a widow we do not let her swear. Avu Gerusha Mashbiyan Oiso. But if she's a Gerusha, if the husband gave her a get, and now she wants to come and collect the tsuba, so we let her swear. We let her swear that she did not receive any money yet. In other words, here she's coming to collect money from Yisoymin. So it happened was like this. First, the husband gave her a get. And then later the husband died. And the Yisraimim yashened all the money. So now she wants to come and collect her get from the Yisraimim. So here we say she has to swear first before she gets the money. So the question is why? If you tell me we don't let the Amona swear because we're afraid she's going to swear false, say so, and she'll get punished, so how come we let a Grusha swear then? So Gemara says, I'll tell you Amona Shani, the special reason why by the widow we're afraid she'll lie a little bit, not a Grusha. Because the Behi Hanor, for this enjoyment, the Kotor Kame the Yasmi, that she goes and takes care of the children of the Yisraimim, in other words, where she did not receive the get, they were living happily. Just the husband died. She became an Amona. So usually then the case is that the mother still takes care of the children. So for this enjoyment that she gives the children, she takes care of them, is Asili Aruya Hatera. She'll come to give herself heta to say she's allowed to take some enjoyment back from the Yisraelim. Like, she won't say that she took it for the ksuba. If she'll swear she did not have any enjoyment at all for the ksuba. But really we're afraid, let's say one time she took a glass of soda at the house. And she figured, listen, this soda that I'm drinking now, it's not because I'm getting my payment for the ksuba. I'm drinking the soda because I helped out the kids so much, I deserve to get a little bit pay for it. And really that's not true. She doesn't have the right to take the money. So by an amona, we're afraid maybe she'll be Moira Heta, she'll think she's allowed to, and really she wasn't, that's why we're afraid she'll be some type of a shrua, she'll swear false. But by a grusha, where the husband gives his wife a get, then she goes out, there's no taking care of the children anymore there then, if there's usually. So then we say, we're not afraid she'll be Moira Heta, there's no reason to be Moira Heta, therefore she'll only swear true, we're not afraid she'll swear false. That's why only in Amona we stop them from swearing, but not the Grusha. Now, Omer Rav Yudah, Omer Rav Yirmi Barabba, Rav Shmuel Diyama Tevayel, they both said that Rav and Shmuel said that Loishonuel of Abezdin. When do we say our Mishnah that we stop the Amonas, we do not let them swear, only if they're swearing in Bezdin? Avachutz lebezdin mashbin oisa. But in the case where she wants to swear outside of Bezdin, then we let her. So Rashi says the difference is that inside Bezdin, there the Shuas had the Yonim, that's Midiraisa. And she asked the oldest Sefer Torah or Tefillin. And then we make her swear with Hashem's name. And therefore, that's a Chomadik Issa. There we're afraid that she swears a little bit false, she gets a terrible punishment. Mashenkin, when she swears outside of Bezdin, that's only a Shru Midirabon, it's only a Klol or an Oru, that's not so bad the punishment. Says first she told that they are allowed to swear outside of Bezdin, that they did not receive any money yet for the Ksuba, and then they'll be able to go and collect their money. That's what they said over the name of Rav and Shmuel. Now the Gemara says not like that. So Gemara says, Eini, it's not true. The case was Rav himself, Leimagve Ksuba Liyamalosa. It once happened a case that an Almana widow came to Rav saying, listen, I want to collect my Ksuba now from the Yisraimim. And there was no way that Rav let her, that Rav did not let her swear. So the question is, if you tell me now Rav says they're allowed to swear outside of Bezdin, why didn't Rav tell her, go swear outside of Bezdin? It's more so, this is a good kasha. This is a kasha. And the Kuri, you see, not like he's saying. And the next question, more later we'll ask is, but our Mishnah does give another race anyway to kasha and Rav. Our Mishnah says in a case when we stop them from swearing, we let them make a neder. So still it's a question, how come Rav did not let them make a neder? That we'll soon see. Now the Gemara says, "V'suriya mas nochi." In Surya, this is the way they learned in Surya. But in Hadoi Mas Nochi, when they learned over the same Gemara, the Stalachalach in Hadoi, they said over a little bit differently in the study in Hadoi. They said like this, that Omer Rav Yehuda Mas Shmuel, it's only Shmuel saying this halacha, not Rav, only Shmuel said, that Lo Yishonu Ola Bezdin, Avo Chus Le Bezdin Mas Shbin Oysa. And Shmuel says that the Mishnah says we don't let them swear anymore, that's only in Bezdin. But outside of Bezdin, we do let the Yamana swear that she did not receive any money yet. But Rav Amar, Rav himself says no, that Afilu Chutz LeBezdin Nami Yein Mashbin Oysa. Even outside of Bezdin also, we do not let them swear. So that's very good. It says Rav Latam, and Rav goes according to his own Svara, to Rav LeMagvik Subos LeYamalosa. That Rav did not let the Amana collect the Ksub in his times. Because there's no way that we let her swear. We will not let her swear in Bezdin. We will not let her swear outside of Bezdin. Therefore, there's no way that she can collect the ksuba now from the assignment. The Gemara asked though, but why? For La Adre, for La Gvayu. How come Rav didn't do like it says in our Mishnah? That Rabbi Galil Hazlat and Meret HaKono, there will be Semech on a Neder. Let the Amona now say, Yishno, I did not receive any money yet for my ksuba. And you think I did, I'll make a neder that this food should be yosset to me. But I won't be able to eat any food. So that's enough of a proof that you're telling the truth. So how come Rav didn't let her make a neder? So Gemara says that Bishani the Rav in Rav's time already, Kila Nidar Nidre, that people his times made like a joke out of Nidarim. They didn't keep the Nidarim. So therefore it's not a good proof. We can't be certain if we don't believe her, even though she says she wants to make a neder. Because people used to joke around the dorm, it didn't mean anything, I'm not to keep the nether. So therefore, in Rav's times, we could not believe the nether, and to let us swear, we would not let us swear. So it's interesting, when it came down in Rav's times, the almana was not able to collect the ksuba. If she received the get, then she could swear to receive her ksuba. But in the case where she became an almana, the husband died, from the assignment in Rav's times, there was no way for her to go and collect the ksuba. Alright, turn over. Then the Gemara says, "Hahi diyasoy lekaim with the Rapuna." Happened once a lady in Amona came in front of Rapuna. Oh my Lord! And she wanted to get her ksuba because she became an Amona now. She wanted to collect the money from the assignments, like she wanted to swear. So Rapuna told her, "You know, my evelecho. What can I do for you? The Rav leMagvik subos leYamalasa. That Rav already paskin like we can't collect subas now for Amona. We don't let you swear, and we can't let you make the nether either." So Omra Lei, she said like this, Midi Utai Melodloi Nikita Miksubasi. What's the reason why you don't want to let me collect my ksuba? Because you're afraid maybe I collected some money already. So she went to herself and told her, she swore by herself and she said, Chai Hashem Tzvokas, by the life of Hashem, Im Nenesi Miksubasi Klum, if I had any enjoyment at all from this ksuba. In other words, she on her own went and fasted and swore to us that she did not receive any money yet for ksuba. So what's the loch in such a case? Amar Rav Huna, Moed the Rav, Rav would also agree, b'kafetzes, that if she herself jumped fast and made in shvua, then we'll believe the shvua. We tell them not to swear, we don't want them to swear, because we're afraid maybe they'll swear false, and they got killed because of that. So we don't want them to. But if they themselves went ahead and swore, now we heard the shvua, she could collect the ksuba. Another case was the Hidiyasun the kind of the Rabbi Barapuna, and Amona came in front of Rabbi Barapuna. Oh my Lord, so again she wanted to collect the ksuba. So he said to her again, my Evelucho, what can I do for you? The Rav LeMagvik Subos LeYamalosa. That Rav already passed and we can't collect money for the ksubas of an Amona, that we can't let you swear, and your Nedarim don't help anymore. So you're tough, you just can't collect the money. The Abamori LeMagvik Subos LeYamalosa, Abamori also did not collect any money for the Amona. It's also the same thing. So Omrole, so she said at least, Havli Mizaini, okay, you don't want to give me my ksuba, but at least let me continue taking my Mizaini that I was getting until now. Let me get my paycheck. Oh my Lord, so he said back to her, no, you should know, Mizaini Nami Leslecha, from now on you don't deserve any Mizaini seed, any food either, you do not get from the Yisraimim. Why? The Yom Rav Yudah Mar Shmuel, HaTovas Ksuba Osu BeBezdin, once the Almona comes to Bezdin and says she wants to receive her Ksuba, the Lacha is, Ein Lo Mizaini, she doesn't have a right to collect the Mizaini anymore, like you said before. the Tanaik Subar is that Kol Zaman you want to remain an Amona and don't think about remarrying, so that means you don't want to collect Yiksuba right now, you get Mizonish, you get fed from his Nechosim, from the husband's Nechosim, the Yisayim, that Yashim, the Nechosim, has to give her a paycheck to sell it to keep her going. But that's only Kol Zaman she did not come to Bez and to ask for Yiksuba. Like, we do not see she's interested in remarrying. But once she comes to Bezin to ask for a ksuba, like we say, most probably she puts her eyes, she wants to remarry now, so then she doesn't get Mesoinus anymore. So this lady lost out. She doesn't collect a ksuba because she can't swear to us, and she doesn't get Mesoinus anymore because she wants to get a ksuba. So therefore she doesn't get. No, it's not ksuba. That's the loch of the Tanai ksuba. That was the Tanai of the first ksuba. You only get Mesoinus, calls them on, you don't ask for ksuba. When she asked for ksuba, there was no more tonight. You don't get mizoinus. You have to get your ksuba. Here in this case, it comes out, she can't receive the ksuba from the yisoinim. Because we're afraid maybe she received it already. And the shrew, we don't let her swear, and the durham don't help anymore, so she can't collect nothing. So she gave like a curse back. The samona said to Rafuna, she said to Rabba Bar Rafuna, she said, Omrelei, avchula kasayu. You like, you turn over your chair. Another person, the Simon of Avelis, like she gave the curse that he should die. Kivetrei Avdali, like you're doing the chumra of two people. You're telling me now I can't get my ksuba, you hold like Rav. You're telling me like Shmuel, I can't get my mezonos either. So she gave him a curse. So Gemara says what he did do is, Avchulu Kasayu, Hakopon, and he himself turned over his chair. Vetetsu, and he like wants to calm down, like the klola she gave should at least go only this much. The Afiluach, even so, lo ifrak michusha, he didn't save himself completely, a little bit sick he did get. But it helped a lot that he didn't die because of this. Like this, she gave him a curse, and you have to be afraid of a curse, you can never know what could happen from a klola. So he was afraid of that curse, when it did right away by his own, he turned over this bed, as if to do at least this much. So it helped, but it didn't help completely, see, he still became sick. Omale Rav Yehuda le Rav Yirmiya, biroi. That Rav Yehuda told Rav Yirmiya b'Roi that Adra b'Bezdin Yishino. In Bezdin, when an Amona comes to receive a ksuba, let her make a neder, like our Mishnah says. They can't swear in Bezdin, but let them make the nedarim. V'yashvushvua chutz le'Bezdin, and let them swear outside of Bezdin. Now, he holds not like Rav, he holds like Shmuel before, that outside of Bezdin they are allowed to swear. And v'lei sekel, let everybody hear about this. For leifu b'yudne, I want the guy that goes into the ear of people. I want everybody to hear about this. Tevina ki echad the avde b'maisa, like he wanted people to hear about this. That he held that was halacha. He held that like Shmuel before. That's only in Bezdin you can't do it, but chus to Bezdin you're allowed to. Kufa. Before we just said Omer Rab Zera Amar Shmuel leishanu el almana. Who don't we let swear on in almana? We don't let swear. Avu gerusha mashbinoisa. But if the Gerusha comes to receive a ksub even from Yisaimim, we tell her, okay, swear to us that you did not receive any money yet, and she has a right to collect the money from the Yisaimim. Again, when the case was, first the husband gave her a get, and then he died the husband, now she wants to collect the money from the Yisaimim. So Maria Sakasha, Ugrusha diadrulois, so what are you telling me now? That by a Gerusha it only helps if she swears. Like since she's allowed to swear, swearing is a bigger truth, so we make it that she has to swear. So you want to tell me that if she only make a neder, that would not be good. But you want to tell me, Grusha the Adrolai, that if the Grusha only makes a neder, only makes this neder to us, that she says, listen, I did not receive any money yet. And if you don't trust me like that, if I did take anything, so I make a neder, I can't eat any food anymore. So you want to tell me that does not help, I'll bring you proof it does help. For Shochim Itom, they sent us from Eretz Yisrael a case of Eich Plonisa Bas Plony, that this lady, Kabila's Gita Minyoda the Acha Baridoi, she received the gift from the hand of Acha Baridoi. The Miskere Ihu, he was called Murray. That was his name, like we had before. If he has two names, you have to write down both names in the get. Now, Vinodarto Vyosata Perisha Baylamalo. And now that she goes to collect the ksuba, how do we know she's telling the truth? She made a neder. She made a neder now that if I did receive any money, it should be also for me to eat any fruits of the world. Like Kabilus Muksubosoi, that I'm telling you, I did not receive any money yet for my ksuba. Elo, what did I take so far for my ksuba? Gluftuka, a coat she took, echod, For Sefer Tilim Echad, and one Sefer Tilim she took. For Sefer Iyub, and another Sefer Iyub she took. Or Memshalos Bluyim, and she took a Sefer Mishlei, Bluyim old ones. That's all she collected so far for Ksuba.